Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
And on LA Talk Radio every Monday from 6 till 7 Pacific Time, Channel 1. We are live, and also, please, anybody and everybody who would like to listen to us after this show is ending, we can download. Please go to Stitchers, iTunes, LA Talk Radio, Accent On page. I scroll down. We have almost 200 shows with amazing guests. And everybody can enjoy whatever they want, you know, anytime when they feel like. Okay, today we have this very, very special day. I think we're supposed to maybe sit in home and watch TV or just some hamburgers flip. But we decided, and no, we will not do that. We are here on LA Talk Radio Live in a studio. We have gorgeous guests. I am only one. Ilona Europa is only one woman here. And I have 1, 2, 3, 4 gorgeous guys around me. And this is like the highest level of culture, entertainment world, and events that are happening soon. Information is just something very, very, very hot for today. Oh my gosh, I have a business card that are just being passed to me. You know what? I just need to stop talking. I think we need to just introduce our guest, and that's what they will be doing. Then maybe let's start from the right. Hi.
Hi, dear Ilona.
Who are you?
I am Davud Rustai.
Davud Rustai, we'll be talking a little bit more about guest who is coming a lot to Accent On, but he's one of those guests that we want to have over and over and over because he earns to be there, not only because we like him, but we just really, really love to talk about what he's doing, where his paintings are going, where he's painting, what charity is getting more money because of what he's doing. And today is the very, very important, I think, show for us to know, because Davud Rustai will be nominated or will be getting an award that is humanitarian award in a very, 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 very important event that will be happening in 2 weeks on Saturday, September 13th. But not me will be talking about this event, not Ilona Europa. We have a guest, a very important guest. We have co-host of this very important event, and you are...
Hello there. My name is Michael Adigoki, and I am the co-host for the 2014 African Oscar Award coming up.
Do we love him? Not only he's gorgeous, he has amazing accent. What is your accent from?
Well, that accent is from the motherland, Lagos, Nigeria. I try to keep that to get the girls.
I don't know what to tell you, you know. No. You are not pretending. Your accent is just amazing. And I want to just add you to one of my songs that I'll be recording on Saturday, which is Little Reggae.
Okay.
And, you know, oh my gosh, it's sounding so hot. I know you. I don't know. Are you a singer also?
I am single and...
Single.
Oh, singer. Yes, I can sing. I have a song coming out to be released in Africa, hopefully in October.
And you are single?
And I am single.
Everybody is going right to my page, Accent on Page on Facebook, and please check this gorgeous man's picture. He's really hot.
And I'm blushing now.
No, you are not. You are not. You're a man. You just really like to be heard that you are a good-looking guy. You know, why not? Okay, then we have Davud Rostai. His accent is charming. He's this magician. When he talks, he's like, you feel like a word is just great praise, a place. It's just no problem. You need to just think about the world and how to make this world a better place. Mm-hmm. You need to work on your soul and you need to just love everybody. Yes, Davud?
Yes, absolutely.
Gosh, I just sometimes want to shake Davud, say, no, scream, you cannot be so peaceful. Even my one more guest, who also is very, very close to my heart, Władek Juszkiewicz. He is also, from time to time, like, I think twice, three times a year, on this show. And Władek Juszkiewicz, you'll be talking about very important event, too, that is happening in October.
Yes, there's a Polish Film Festival, Los Angeles, and this year is the 15th one. So it's kind of anniversary, and we will be celebrating that on the 7th of October at the Egyptian Theater, and after that at Lemley, NoHo, and Royal, screening Polish films made in Poland or here by Polish filmmakers.
And we'll be talking a little bit more, because the concept about how you really created this festival is very unusual, because you think it's about Polish films, but really it's about any Polish person who was a part of global
exactly
production of movies or just anything that had to do with movie making, yes?
About people who will see the films and will understand each other better.
Aww.
Building bridges between people.
That's lovely. Okay, and this will happen again, October?
Start October 7th, till October 16th.
Okay, we have one more guest. Nothing will happen in most of our lives if not for managers. Manager, we have one cool manager who never leaves the woods, Rostai, left or right side, and that's so good. It's so hot. I think it's really, really very, very nice that Davud is surrounded by gentlemen who cares. And he's his manager of how many years?
2 years.
You can come closer. We don't have another microphone, but obviously you hear us then. Yes, Edward Nader. 2 years?
Yes. My name is Ed Nader. I have been privileged actually to be the manager of a genius, Davud Rostai, for the past 2 years, and we have been going all over the world for different exhibition. I'm so proud to be his manager.
Oh my gosh, we are proud to be friends with each other. Although Michael will be friend from today on, I know. Michael, I will start from you because you are new to the show, and again, you have amazing accent. This show is about people, mostly about people who have great accent, who are successful in America, who are doing very, very special things, and they always will find a way how to make a place that we live better, and they are very creative. And happened that you are like beyond a creative. It's not only what you are doing about African Oscars, which we'll be talking a little bit more about that. It's a lot about who you are, and scared me. When I checked your website, you know, gosh, you are a dancer, and I don't even know how to say dancer, because you are so accomplished dancer. Yeah. How did this happen?
Well, it's back 8 years ago, I was about 230 pounds bodybuilder. And my trainer told me that I should go back and get ready for my competition, natural competition. 2 weeks into my competition, I was jogging down the road and I heard music coming out of a nightclub. I walked right in and I saw everybody doing salsa for the first time. And I asked the bouncer, I said, what is this? Is this ballroom? He said, no, this is salsa. And I heard this voice saying, Michael, instead of jogging for 2 hours to lose more weight, why don't you just grab a girl and start dancing? Here's a 230 pounds guy, all raw muscle. The first girl I grabbed, I danced about maybe 3 minutes, and disaster happened. And I was about to turn the girl, and I yanked off the shoulder, dislocated the lady's shoulder. They stopped the music. The band stopped. The whole floor, all eyes turned on me. And she said, you know, she started crying. She said, "You are the worst dancer ever." Now, coming from Africa, you never say that to an African person because that's challenging that person. So when she said that, I cried my eyes out. I left the club. I got home, locked myself in the house, bought $300 worth of salsa video, and I trained myself for 5 months. I came back out to the same club to prove to the girl that you never say I'm the world's dancer. I met my partner. We traveled for 6 years. I won 5 U.S. championship. Competing with people from Dancing with the Stars, and no training, no nothing. I met a guy, he trained me for a little bit, and the rest is history. Out of 14 countries, they picked the best 6, and I ranked number 5. And that's how my life changed.
I don't even know what to say, because you say 6 years, you know, 6 years is something that you decided to do. And, you know, that was like good luck, bad luck story, but amazing story that can turn life, you know, and turn your life so beautifully in a direction that you never could predict before. Yeah. And, okay, but from the, oh, I want to be dancer, to achieving success.
Well, I was like a computer programmer, you know, for 17 years. So
crazy when I saw, you know, what you did. You know, you are a very well-educated guy.
Now I'm doing entertainment. I left the corporate world, and I have 45 million fans in Nigeria alone. I can't walk down the street. I mean, they heard about me and they said, "Wow, you're from our country. We never heard of you." I went there. They gave me the contract for, it's like So You Think You Can Dance. I've been on the show now for 5 years, about 6 of us from Hollywood, and life just changed. Now African Oscar Award. I mean, one thing after the other.
Oh, gosh, you know, one thing after the other. You're lucky, man. But you know what? You deserve it. Yeah. And just drives me crazy because we are talking a little bit. We are in this beautiful country, you know, America. Yeah. We are surrounded by so much talent.
Yes.
But an opportunity, yes, a really country. I think people who come from outside of the America, they see the opportunity
and
that we can
do. Yeah.
But sometimes the young people who are living and get born, they're born here, they don't see that. Just a little lazy. I don't know how to call. I'm a mother. Then, you know, I just will say, when I see somebody not using the best what they can, you know, do, or they have talents, but they just give up so easily and they move right away to something else. Then this accent on show, I think, is popular mainly because most of people who are coming on the show, they prove that you can do anything that you want.
Yeah.
Anything that you want, you know?
You're your worst enemy. You are your own enemy. So don't let anybody tell you can't do it. I mean, look at me. I came into dancing. I was a little over 35, and I achieved what I should have been learning since age 3.
Yeah. You know, okay, but you, I don't know if you are looking at the mirror a lot. Because you're gorgeous, you know, you're good looking, you're a bodybuilder, okay?
Oh,
maybe you were not the best dancer, you need to
well,
break.
Well, they made me look, I lost all the weight because when I first did my first show, the judge came to me and he said, "Young man, I don't know who you are, but this body is too big for Latin ballroom dance. You have to be very sexy. You know how the men move very sexy?"
No, he said,
"This is not the place for this kind of body."
That guy said that. Don't believe him.
And I dropped about 70, 60 pounds to go back to this body.
Oh, my gosh. Then we'll talk with you separately about the dancing diet.
I have the diet for you, people.
Okay. You know, okay. The more serious topic is coming, okay, because really the big event that your heart is so deeply into right now.
Yes.
Could you explain us? Because when we call American Oscars, it's a beautiful title. It sounds so, so cool. The idea behind the show, how old is this event?
Well, let me correct something. It's called NAFCA, which is Nollywood Actors Film Critics Association.
Okay, but that's too long.
But the way the show is run, people started to call it Oscar. It's like, my name is Michael, but my fans saw how, you know, that I'm real, like everything about me is real. So they added the word Real Michael. Now I'm called Real Michael.
Yeah.
You know, so same thing, people just say, okay, you know what, this is like Oscar in America.
Absolutely.
And the title just evolved.
Yeah, I hope people understand it, you know, but really it's really fun to call this event this way. It's just really the African Oscars, you know, and the toughest, you know, whole whole name is really hard to remember for a normal person.
We started 4 years ago, and started with about 400 people. We gave the award to Nelson Mandela, the president of Guinea, and now the people were saying this kind of award should be in Beverly Hills.
Yes,
we started at, we're going to be at Saban Theater, and I said we started with about 110 celebrities, all the way to Louis Gossett Jr., Robert Guillaume. We have, Bishop T.D. Jake. We have all these people. And then all of a sudden, we're getting like 5 phone calls a day from PR saying, hey, my client wants to come. They want to support Africa. Now we have 419 top celebrities in Hollywood coming, not to count the celebrities from Nigeria or all over 47 countries. The show will be televised to 500 million people worldwide in Africa. It is bigger than life. I have like 2 hours of sleep a day. I mean, just thinking of this and the preparation is humongous.
I cannot imagine. It's 2 weeks. And you said 2 years ago, yes?
Yeah, it started 4 years ago.
4 years ago. And now it's something so serious.
Yeah, you're bringing it to Beverly Hills, the backyard of the rich people. They don't have to go through traffic, nothing. They come in limousine and boom, they ride at Saban Theater. And we have the richest woman in the world, worth about $8.9 billion. She is Folorun Sàlàkijà, and the king of Ife, which is he's as big as the king of England. He's coming. And his entourage alone is like 55 people going to be in the room. And 2 presidents are coming, and then we have, of course, Davu.
Of course, this is the headache that we think everybody would like to have. I think you earned this headache for 4 years with people who are creating this event, and I can say congratulations.
Thank you so much.
And obviously, we'll be going back to Władek with a Polish Film Festival in LA. This is our 15th years.
It is a 15th, and with connection with you talking about the African Oscars. I can add small things, because every year we have a gospel choir singing Polish national anthem in Polish. Mm-hmm. And this, of course, is a gospel choir, so it's black people. Mm. And the director is Adrie Barna, which is the artistic director for Rita Franklin. And I'm a member of the choir.
Okay. I see some connection for the future.
I'm not exactly the gospel person of the singing, not with the spirit, but this is what I said, that we trying with the festival to bring people together, and even we screening films, etc., but for people coming to the event, to the opening, and hearing the gospel choir singing Polish anthem, it for them it's like the topic of the moment. They feel the goosebumps on the skin, that there's no Polish choir, but the gospel choir singing,
and they were traveling to Poland. Yes,
they were in Poland singing with the one of the biggest Polish singers, and they were singing in Polish too.
Wow!
So this
Michael, like you say, a world is amazing. If you want to do something, you can do it. And
I have to add that to my language that I speak. Polish.
Okay, we can teach you some word in Polish.
And
like
it's funny because right now those people who never didn't know about Poland anything, right now they know things, they know words, I changed their name, not to Polish name, but one of the friends from the choir, her name is Adri, and I call her Adrunia. Because in Polish we say the names like Ilona, it's Ilonusia, Ilonka.
Iloneczka, Ilonunia, Ilonusia.
It's very Polish. So I'm transferring to here, and they learn something new, and that way really we will learn about each other. Then we can go really forward.
That's a beautiful story. And we are going back to our beautiful king of crypto. Realism. Man who doesn't use brushes when he paints.
Amazing.
Man who has 10 of them. Every finger is separate brush. And the colors for Davud, I don't know what they mean, but they are so magical. You can just put close his eyes he perfectly knows what colors he will be using. I don't know your imagination. You are just, you're just magical, man. I don't know. We all love you so much. All my friends who just met you or just hear about you, they for sure want to know who is this person. You're just something very, very special. And knowing that you will get, you received the award or honor, honorable award, could you tell us a tiny little bit why Davoud?
You know, Davoud, when I met Davoud through my, we're doing an event in Africa right now called Patriotic Movement, where we're trying to get 70 million youths to unite together. I feel like I should go back to the country to help out. So I moved there and I came back just to help out for this award. And so I know what I'm doing there is a lot of, I could get killed. Because, but again, you know, if you don't have a backbone to stand for what is right, then you don't, you're not fit for living. So it's a matter, I'm ready to commit my life to whatever is good, you know, because I, my art is to help out the children. And so I have a foundation there where I'm feeding people out of my own pocket. I have three jobs where I'm helping out. I'm sending money back to Africa every month in four countries. You know, these are children that they're wrapping baggage in bags and they throw them in the trash. These are children with HIV. We've picked up 275 of these children because in America here, you know, people, they treat them. But over there, once you get the disease, some people in Uganda, they throw you by the trash. My organization comes in, we pick them up. So now it's getting bigger now in the four countries. So then I just met Davoud through my friend that we're doing this thing together in Africa. And I was going home and he said, no, let him come in, join us for dinner. And just that statement he made was all it took. And I sat down and he started telling me about himself. Then he invited me to his house. I told him about my charity. We cried together. Aww. And he said, Michael, you know, I'm committed to helping you out. So, and then he showed me all the people, all the things he has done. That why are you doing this by yourself? You know, you're working three jobs. I said, well, I don't have time to wait for people to give something, you know, when people are dying. So he said, Michael, from now, you know, I'm going to commit to helping out through my painting. He showed me all this list of over $25 million this man has given. I said, wait a minute, I was trying to touch him.
Is
like,
he real?
Are you real? Like,
yeah,
you know,
I know. Just, it's just hard to believe. Breathless. He's for
so
real.
I called the organization of the award. You know, I got them all on the phone. I say, you guys, you got to. I thought I'm like this great person. But now it's like I'm meeting another greater person that after God, I can say Davoud is the next person. That I mean, that's a great true statement.
Yeah.
And I called the organization. They were bombarded, just amazed to meet this guy, to hear him talk. And for the first time, the president of the organization flew in 2 days ago. And he said, Michael, I'm leaving my flight. I want to meet this Davoud. And we had the best 5-hour talk together. And
I know, Davoud. So I know you're humbled.
You know what is so interesting? They have we've closed the award down, and, you know, because it's just about, we have to, this award is being made in Australia, each one of them. The president have to pay a fee of like $400 just to call them, the manufacturing line, to make a special one again for Davoud. And that's the award. He's going to be on stage with the billionaire from Africa, the First Lady of Cameroon, and then me and him, four of us on stage receiving the 2014
I don't know
what to say. Award.
And we will be there and we will be making applause for all of you.
Thank you.
How beautiful this will be. Oh my gosh, this on September 13th.
I know.
Congratulations. Okay, but you don't know, every time when Davoud is coming, we are having a tiny little music break and we have a special song that I can only find. Can I find a song? Okay, yes. That's what I always play when Davoud is coming.
Oh,
Okay, uh-oh. I don't know what I pushed. I think I'm okay. Guys are making pictures. Something is wrong with that. Okay. Okay, I don't know. We are still making pictures. Enough of those. Not so many great girls are here. yeah, I have a question to my wonderful engineer. Hello, Ronan. We have select button. Is this okay? The blue and never was here.
You're fine.
That's Ilona. I don't know what to say, but Ilona has blonde hair. And sometimes when it's too much technology around me, I'm just petrified. Hi. Okay, let's go back to the show. Okay, Davud.
Yes.
This is scary. You will be, you know, on a stage receiving this beautiful award. In a funky way, I know, you know, gently, that you deserve. You deserve awards because your life is paintings, giving back to many causes and mostly children causes.
Yes.
You love people, I will say, sometimes too much. I don't know what you are saying. You are a philosopher.
Thank you.
You are a poet. You are a bodybuilder in their own way because, again, guys, the muscles, they are here. They are scared. Oh, my gosh. I just, okay, guys, I don't know. This is, Axenor is very special. Navud is showing us muscles. Yes, and I made a picture, and I will post this. Okay, Michael, you got a great muscles, too. Can I? No, I don't see my...
Mine went down. Davud got it all.
Okay, I got it.
It's a lot of work.
Edward, I don't know. We will not show our muscle. Vladechko. Okay, I can understand. That's not really what we need. Guys, Davud, why do you think you are so special, man? Why you were born this way? Why do you think you care? Why every morning you wake up, you just forget that you need to eat, and God thank you, you have Edward who brings you food from time to time, and then you're painting and painting and painting, and you just always say, how can I help? And sorry, I am, you're the best fan, and I can even talk like you. Ilona, love is... very important. That's how you speak. Yes, okay. Then I love this so much about you. And every time when we are going with our friends to your place, not only you talk and you make us like in home, you show us your painting. Sometimes you paint in front of us that we are like, how this can be, you know, and it's like magic. Okay. How? Why? What makes you Davud?
I believe one God is creator from everything, from all of us. We are all one family. We are all brothers and sisters. And I think we are responsible to the other people. We are responsible to the children. We are all one. We are all one. And we must be always for each other. And I am so happy that I find a good brother for me, the Michael, and the other friends, Dr. Victor, all together. And now I feel me more stronger that we together, we can help more the children and the other people, you know. The life is too short.
That's what
life
I want to say.
Life is like a dream. And it's, I feel, we can feel the God in each every person, in each every flower and trees. All the universe is from one maker, and if we know that, then we must be for each other. We must help each other because we are all one and same.
Do you think, Davud, that the awareness about people's pain, about people's needs need to be thought, need to be taught by teachers, by parents? Or do you think that just people somehow, they have thicker skin when they see somebody else pain? Why? Why some people, and lots of us, we will just like a little bit close eyes when we see somebody hurt, somebody in need. We like, I don't know if I want to hear this, see this today. I'm going about my own day. I don't want to stop. I don't want to help. I don't want to get involved. I many times, you know, this word what petrifies me. Yes.
It's very important. We must learn, understand the view from each other. When we don't understand perspective from each other, how we can feel each other and understand each other. When we see the hunger people, it doesn't matter in which country, but if we cannot feel them and understand that what's mean to be the human, you know? Mm-hmm.
You are right, and we were talking a little bit with Władek before show starts and started, and the same you mentioned, and I know that Michael would agree that all of us, in a way, we are all artists. Yeah, I'm singer, songwriter, doing my own little help. I'm trying to help El Salvadorian children with heart problems. I have this beautiful young children, which, please, anytime when somebody needs 11, 12, 13, 14, and till 20 years old talents who just sing amazingly and ready to raise money, we have them. And they want to help also. These children really want to be part of a charity that really changes life of children mostly, because that's the most vulnerable, I think, part
the
of the world. The children
are the future. They are tomorrow. Yeah, yes.
And that's what art. I was going because you are a big artist. You are a big artist. You are bigger than life artist. Mm-hmm. What can I say, Michael, from today? I don't know. I will say, I'm so honored to meet you.
Yeah. And I want to say about what Davu said about, you know, feeling each other and about the children. I really believe that, you know, for me right now, what I've seen in Africa, sometimes I'll be sitting at a restaurant in America and my mind would be 36,000 miles away just thinking of a child. You know, right? My children only eat one meal a day. We make them eat at 11 o'clock at night, and so the food, so they go to sleep on a full stomach. So when they wake up in the morning, they don't run around, so they can conserve energy. And then they eat again, some kind of snack in the afternoon, and then they eat again in the evening. For me, right now, it's not even about my championship anymore. It's not about my celebrity status. And I think what Davu is saying, you know, what's the purpose of living this world if we can't help people? We don't have to wait till we make millions. And that's why, you know, I see rich people, you know, I don't want to mention them, especially in Hollywood, you know, how they lavish money, they throw things away. And I wish everybody would get opportunity to travel to countries like Africa and come back to America. You will count your blessing to know how truly blessed we are here. The church that I was going to in Africa, people walked 12 miles just to come and hear me speak. In Africa, you know, people would do everything, you know, just to hear the word, and also just to be part of something. And they would drive. I mean, they would walk like a day. And here we are. You know, we take so many things for granted, and I can never see myself the same way. You know, being here 30 years, I can never be Michael. Like, you know, that lifestyle can never be anymore. When I have millions that are back there. That to drink water, to eat every day is a problem for them. So I did 150 dance in Las Vegas alone, almost a year and a half. And I did that just to dance for the children of Africa. And they were giving me donations for every time I perform. Three hours a day, my body took so much pain over a period of almost 2 years. And I counted 150 times I danced in the show. And why am I doing that? It's not the money didn't go to me. Every night after I finished a show, I went straight to a Western Union and I wired the money to four countries so those kids can eat. And that's the purpose why I'm alive today and I'm living for.
And we are, in a way, in a good position because we have this great place, LA Talk Radio. And thank you so much for having Accent on, you know, every month on this great station. I know people are listening. I know people care. We need to believe people care. We have amazing artists here, like I said. We have people who care, people who create great stuff. And it's all about art. Mm-hmm. And also, we are acknowledging there is so much needs all around the world, and we can make a difference.
Absolutely.
Now, is it time, I think, to just ask people to maybe visit some places like websites and maybe they can do something? Maybe they can find how to donate. Where, what, why, how?
www.realmichael. That's
real.
Click on the charity page and you can donate there, and I guarantee you the money will go straight to Africa. I'm planning to take Davu with me in October, you know, hopefully just to see what's going on there. I think it will forever change his life again, too.
He just needs to open school, painting school, because I think so many creative children can really see him and the dream that they can do very similar stuff.
He will
stuff
be
like
an
that.
Angel. He doesn't know what awaits for him, the security, the worshiping. He's in for a treat.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, hearing the Davud here, I think you need to start preaching.
He would touch
the way I would talk. It was just like, spirits coming in.
I know.
It was beautiful.
Yeah, I'm trying to shadow Davud because when he opens his mouth with his gorgeous voice, it's just calming. Vadechko,
it's not only what his voice, but what he's saying. This is important.
I know, Vadechko, that we have this connection. A year ago, Davud was part of Polish Film Festival, and we had him on the red carpet. This year, hopefully, he will also be part of the festival. Yes. I know that you will be with us, sitting and applauding this great, amazing two gentlemen. I feel a little small. What we can do more? Okay. I know, Vadek, I cannot say because you are a magician too. You created event in LA that I don't think so people believe that is possible to create, yes? Mm. 15 years ago.
It was like that people were looking at me like I'm crazy to start a film festival. And the first month I get it, I organize my birthday party and ask people to don't bring me gifts, just make donation to the
till this
the
day
festival.
He's doing that every time I come to my birthday and no gifts, everything goes to Polish Film Festival.
Collect $800 the first, and there was the seat money for the the festival, which runs already 15 years, and we screen 667 films during the 15 years. We had hundreds of guests from Poland and from Hollywood. And
could you give us a little bit names of a guest that flew specially for this event, or just their friends of festival?
It's hard to exactly say names because each name has a big on its own, and we in Hollywood we create those big names and the others are not that important, and I try to promote those young filmmakers which they need more promotion than the big names. And their life is kind of more difficult because the names are kind of blocking them. So if we can help them and bring them here, for them to being here, getting award on the Polish Film Festival in Hollywood, they feel like they get the Oscar.
Yes, absolutely.
And of course, they dream about the Oscars too. But the first step they did it, and I invite people who the few stories that I get, few short films from high school students from Warsaw, and then I pick up one film. It was 1 minute old. I didn't know who is the guy, and it was 16-year-old guy who came, and for him was like, oh, my goodness. And after that, he makes few films. He was here a few times. And so we all can do things for those people. They can start believing in themselves that they can do things. Yeah. And they think that the world is open for them. And especially when they, right now, we in Poland, we have 20 years of freedom after the oppression of the communists, and we're looking what's going on right now in Ukraine, all the things we think how lucky we are here and how we have to cherish what we have and try to, as Davud said, love each other and share this so the world will be better, not worse.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have all stuff to do. In a crazy way, like I said, for years I was addition to really nice charity Gift of Life and Music for Heart, all donation went going from performing to the children with heart issues and heart problems. 2 years from now, I am charity less. is this a word? I'm looking for charity because, like I said, I want to help, and I always will give a microphone and time on my show, you know, to speak about something that is really worthwhile to talking about. Today is like the highlight of my, you know, I will say, Showtime, 2 years. I have really amazing people, so high culture and so great events. And I know that all of you are changing people's lives, children's lives, which this is the most important to me. Then again, anybody who listens to the show and wants to help, will go www.realmichael.com. And we are just giving money or giving something, help, ideas, whatever we can, or we can just contact Michael and see what we can do together. Yes, we are talking about children in Africa. Yes,
yes.
When it comes to Davood, we will go to his website not only to purchase his paintings, knowingly that he is giving mostly away everything what he paints, or almost everything, and like because of his manager who has head on his shoulder said, Davood, you know, you need it too. Then God thank you, he keeps a little bit on the side for this man to survive and live life okay too. But really, Davood is giving away so much of his talent and helps children all around the world too.
And I want to tell you, Davood is even doing something special for us at this Oscar. He has painted about 300 leaders of the world, you know, in Africa, and this paint is as big as the size of a garage door. So we're gonna get you all and move it to the African Oscar.
Oh,
and
gosh.
We're gonna try to auction it out, and the proceed will go to the children of other charities in the world.
And I know that
it's unbelievable.
I had a pleasure with my friends to be in your garage, and I saw a few of these amazing paintings, whole story about Michael Jackson family, and it's just
his house is Michael Jackson's museum, just put it that way.
Yes, and again, please, Mr. Manager, Edward Nader, please can you give us all contacts that we can just check the greatness of Davood's and see his paintings and purchase one, and knowingly that mostly Davood's income is devoted to help children's lives all around the world, 25 million of them.
Actually, people, they could go to his website, which is www.davoodrustai.com.
Davood Rustai.
Or davoodsart.com, either or. And mostly they can see the paintings, or they can get in touch with me. I'm Edward Nader, 818-469-4242. Everything which you buy from us, a majority of that will go to different charities without exception. And of course, most of the people, they will get the tax deductible from us also for different charities. And of course, everyone, they know that Davood up to now, he really paid over $25 million from his proceed. Even if most of the time I have seen that even if he does not have enough money to eat himself, he tried to feed the other people.
I know. And again, everybody is so happy for Davood. He has you, because all artists needs a great manager. And yes, I know Władek Juszkiewicz, like we said, Polish people like to change names into cute names. Władeczek, Właduniu, Władysiu, Władysław, Władek Juszkiewicz, Dawudek, Dawudeczek, Dawudu. You. Oh, we can, Michael, Michaelusiu, Mikeczku. We can change your name too. But yes, I know that Davood is a friend of Polish Film Festival. I know that he was painting and he was in galleries in Poland. And I'm hoping over and over that eventually we somehow, somewhere will bring him to our country and just let Poland also know him. And we have a plan that Davood will be, in a way, represented in some way in Polish Film Festival, because he would also like, you know, to somehow help Polish Festival, you know, to grow and be bigger, better, because of course, his greatness, you know, and we'll see what's happening.
His greatness, of course, but of his idea of bringing people together, and this is what he, surrounded by people who think the same way as he's saying, and I think that bringing people together is a good thing. And Michael's talking about the same things, so that we can together we can not change the world, but we can make the world better.
Yeah, and you know, it's so funny because this is my show, like I always say, I have right to play my own songs. Hey, that's the power that I have. And I was thinking what song I can play to make this little happy event, because we all are really great upbeat people, you know, we have these smiley faces and have very big energy. I think that's why we work so well together, because we have hope and everybody's smiling and we have great teeth too, everybody. That's good too. And we can smile honestly. But yeah, I love club music. It was so cute because Michael said, hey, I entered, you know, one of the club and heard, what is the song? It was salsa. This is not the salsa, but it is a club song that is called Eternal Kiss. And it's all about love. It's all about people loving each other. And I'm hoping this is a good song for a little bit to like stretch our bones and just move around. Eternal Kiss by Ilona Europa and UK producer Clump Jumpers. Thank you so much. And today we are almost done with our Accent On show, and I want to cry because I love these people. I don't want to say bye-bye to them. But Davutku, Davud Rostai, our king of crypto realism, he will be honored by Oscars, I still would say African Oscars Award, of humanitarian award on September 13th.
Yes.
Davutku, thank you, Davud. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you,
again.
So much, my
and friend. Like you know, you are my friend forever.
Absolutely.
Mr. Michael Huhut sleeps 2 hours only, and he's so tired, and I feel so sorry for you, but you know what? 2 more weeks, and then you'll be loving your life again. And I know you love what's going on right now. Can you give us information one more time about your event? You'll be co-hosting, yes, the
sure.
event?
I'll be co-hosting with Lester Spade from Transformer, that has worked with Eddie Murphy. So these are big stars. Jackie Christie from Basketball Wives, LA, and one of the biggest actresses in Nigeria, Stella Damascus, and then Phoenix Rose. So there's about 6 of us total because the show is big. You can get tickets. I would strongly recommend stop whatever you're doing. These tickets are going fast. The fire marshal, the police, because it's in Beverly Hills, they will be at the door. If you don't have a ticket outside, there's a box called booth out there. You can't even open the door and come into the building. That's because you have billionaires in the room, millionaires, 400 big celebrities. So the protection and the security is extremely strong out there. So don't think you come and there's a way you get in. Best thing is go online, www.africa. You all know Africa, how to spell that. All one word. N as in Nancy, A-F-C-A. Nancy, Apple, Frank, Cat, Apple. www.africannafca.com.
Thank you so much. And Władysław Wyszkiewicz, director and founder of Polish Film Festival in L.A., how we can help, how we can spread the news?
All the information are on our website, www.polishfilmla.org. You will find the program, you will find the archives from the 15 years, and you will find, again, the button where you can get the donation and tickets, because the opening is by invitation only, so there's no ticket. But for the screenings in Lemley Noho and Lemley Royal will be on the website of Lemley Theatres.
Thank you so much, and we have, of course, Edward Nader, who is always with us, manager of Davud Rostai. Thank you so, so much. And this show will be available for downloads and listening over and over and over. And all information about the show will be placed on LA Talk Radio page, Accent On page, and on iTunes, on the Stitchers, and obviously everybody can go to Accent On, see the pictures, gorgeous pictures from this show, and just again, click on our links and we'll contact everybody with anybody, just one click away from the Polish Film Festival, from the African Oscars, from Davud Rostai, Ilona Europa, and Mr. Edward Nader, if you want to purchase some gorgeousness and talent of Davud. Thank you so much. Again, this was one of the coolest shows ever, especially that today is their holiday and we decided to spend this time together. I love you guys.
We love you.
Till next week.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Ilona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.